It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
really wish we weren't an audio medium right now,
because
you guys look amazing. This weird dance that's
Rachel,
going on.
That's really nice.
I've always danced to this track. This is my favourite track.
It's exactly...
This is my favourite part of BFM, is when that plays.
Just, is that because you know it's your intro?
It's all about me.
It's all about Sam. How are you going, Sam?
I'm going great. I'm a little bit tired. The weather's kind of crap, but you know, it's Auckland. It's summer.
It is the way
warming.
It goes. Global warming, climate change, all the things. What's happening in the TV world, though? Because you're giving us a wrap-up, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm going to wrap up for 2019. I'm going to do the top five shows of 2019. The definitive
firstly,
top five. This is it. If you disagree with me, you're wrong. I'm right. I'm the Viewmaster.
I'm the Viewmaster.
I'm the Viewmaster.
Was this hard for you to decide?
So hard.
Oh, it was really hard.
I had this process where I tried to think of the TV moments that I remembered most vividly, or like affected me the most watching these shows, and that's kind of how I built the list.
Yeah, I don't know how I would define that for myself. It's quite
that's
difficult.
That's why I'm the Viewmaster
okay,
and
sorry,
you're
sorry.
Not.
Sorry.
So number five is Years and Years, the BBC show.
Oh, big whoop from Sarah on that one.
I would have put that higher on my list.
Well,
that's fine.
But he's the Viewmaster.
So Years and Years, it's, if you don't remember my review, which you should, it's a show about a family getting affected by the changing of history over 10 years in the UK to like a Trump-style dictator, crackdown on immigration laws, climate change, all that kind of stuff. And the great thing about the show is it follows the family as history happens to them, not as they influence history.
Got you.
And there is one death halfway through the series that really, really shook me.
Right.
And I was in full hysterical tears. And shows don't usually kill off characters halfway through. They wait till the final episode to create
that's
some drama.
Actually.
And I was like, this just shows like how the show does what it does. It doesn't follow regular conventions. It's not about a central main character fighting against the world. It's just a family.
It's about life.
Yeah, which
yeah,
I love.
And it's kind of scarily realistic.
It's got
it?
Quite the cast, hasn't it, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, Russell Tovey. I've forgotten all the names already.
Emma, and some other great people.
Emma. Oh, I can't remember her last name.
Thompson,
yeah, Emma Thompson.
Oh,
she's
yeah,
amazing
that's
in it.
Right. She's
I love Emma Thompson.
And yeah, it's a great
show.
She's
a dream dinner party guest for me.
Watch
oh,
it.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
You know,
really?
When you're like people you'd have to your dinner
really?
Party. Yeah, Emma Thompson.
That's on your list.
Shit, yeah, she's awesome.
Wow.
She's so much fun.
Does
as
Barack
well.
Obama feature? Because he's on mine.
I don't know.
He's on most of my list.
I don't actually really know many other people except for... You just winked at me in a very suggestive way
oh
there,
God.
Sam. Wowee.
Should we get back to... What's number
what's
four?
What's number four?
Number four, Barry. So
Barry.
Barry was a bit of a sleeper hit for me. I didn't expect I'd like this show. It's by Bill Hader. It's about an assassin that ends up trying to become an actor and change his whole life. And the reason why I chose this show is it's hilariously funny. It's hilariously dark. But this is one episode in season two, which came out this year, that he... tries to go assassinate a guy and he ends up having to fight like a crazy judo skilled 9-year-old, and then he has to also fight the crazy judo skilled dad of the 9-year-old, and it's set over one day with him like just getting beaten and abused the whole day. And it kind of tells this wonderful story about how the people that you trust aren't always the right people for you to trust, and you've got to have some sense of self and like actually
through this
some,
judo 9-year-old
this absolutely crazy insane plot that just takes place over like 6 hours, and you're like, how is this happening? How is this still the same day?
Yeah.
And it's just beautifully written. It deserved all the awards it got this year. Bill Hader manages to play a bad actor, which is even harder than playing a good actor.
Yeah.
So big props to him. The show's really funny. Go watch it if you haven't seen it. It's very much like the most masculine show I think I'd watch. So,
so there you go.
Yeah.
Are these all shows that have come out in 2019?
They're shows that have had a season come out in 2019.
Cool. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What is number three on your list?
Euphoria.
Ah.
So I loved Euphoria. Some people don't love it. It's obviously Zendaya and... cast of wonderful young people tackling like some very heavy dark topics.
So Zendaya she put out a trigger warning on her Instagram when this came out.
Yeah, because there's some hectic kind of drug use scenes, there's some sexual abuse scenes. It's quite heavy watching, but also sometimes really light and really bereft and really fun. Like there's one episode where Zendaya is just like, she's trying to figure out a mystery, so in her brain it just develops into this fantasy sequence where she's a detective in a film noir, movie. It's just weird but fun.
I've heard such polarized reviews of it, but people so who've loved it have loved it, I think, for all the same reasons you came and told us you liked it. Zendaya's fantastic in it. The cast are really good.
Speak of the moments that made me remember TV shows this year, the moment where she's trying to buy drugs, because she's 16 in the show.
Right.
She's trying to buy drugs and she can't, and there's just this scene that follows it. It's so beautiful. If you watch it, you'll be convinced forever that Zendaya is one of the best actresses of our generation.
I've got to say, I think she's a very really cool like person as well. She's one of those people that's broke the Disney mold. You know, she came up through the Disney Channel, and then she's just still absolutely killing it. She's done some real serious dramas, and she's also done some really silly fun stuff like Spider-Man as well, which is awesome. So keep killing it, Zendaya.
And Labyrinth scored the whole show, and he was my top Spotify artist this year, so it kind of makes sense that this show was on the list. Number two, Fleabag season two. I know it's on every list this year. It was the best thing to happen to TV.
It's very good. I'd never watched Fleabag before this year until season two came out, and I think actually you guys were talking about it.
But I only reviewed season one on Viewmaster, and season two blows season one out the water. The introduction of Hot Priest, her sister and her relationship, she goes to therapy, but the moment that really got to me was when she breaks the fourth wall, which is what she built up in season one.
Her whole like shtick is almost
and it's like this convention she created for the show, and then the priest breaks the convention and you're like, oh, everything has changed. And because she's trying to have the audience be her friend through that convention because she's got no one else.
Yep.
And then the priest sees through the convention and he can see it as well. So then he has to be her friend. It's just this whole multi-layered metaphor of like things that shouldn't make sense.
It's so good.
Like, it deserved all the awards. And I'm glad she's wrapping it up because that's kind of where it should end.
Yeah, I think there's a few... It's a brave thing when you get a huge, hugely successful TV show or a movie or a book or anything like that to be like, and that's it. And I'm not coming back because you're going to pay me heaps of money. I'm committing to the story. The story ends here. And for the sake of the story, I'm going to just stop it.
Harry Potter cursed child.
Someone texted in saying, how can I get Fleabag? How do you access it?
How do you access Fleabag?
How do you access it,
Fleabag,
Sam?
Fleabag is accessed on Amazon Prime Video.
There we go.
Oh, perfect.
We go.
Or, you know, however else you watch
Amazon
stuff.
Prime Video. Big Fleabag. And number one.
Should we drum roll?
The classic BFM desk drum roll.
Watchmen. So I reviewed this recently, and it's only just finished its first season last night.
Ooh.
And oh my God, guys. This show is everything I've wanted.
Do you think that contributed to why it was number one for you?
No. Okay. It was already number one when I reviewed it last time, which was like 7 weeks ago or something. And I was like, this is the best show of 2019. And you guys were like, ooh, big cool. And I was like, see you in a few weeks. And let me tell you, this show is amazing. It tackles racism, it tackles police brutality, it tackles just the gritty superhero tropes we've all got to know. It also just tells a beautiful love story about a person that just wants a family, and the whole show is this grand scale across time, and like, it's got scenes from the 1920s, it's got scenes in 2019, and it all melds them all together, and it's all just about this one character who just wants a family and how that happens and all wraps up by the end of it. And it's everything this decade had in TV. It had streaming shows that didn't care about length of time or how grand you could be on a TV screen. It was like, we can do whatever we want.
It had
the rise of superheroes, which has just been, this decade has just been about superheroes and stuff.
Huge.
But fully turned it on its head and made it like so much better.
It's hard to do that with something that is as mammoth as like the superhero franchise. So it's pretty impressive when something can effectively do that.
Yeah, and it's also about directors having a vision and having something to say and actually putting it on screen and like having a meaning. Like,
sick.
This show has a lot of stuff to say, and I think I was just obsessed the whole time. It was so entertaining. It's so good. There's comedy, there's darkness. The episode last night, I was in tears. It really is just like everything.
I love it when a TV show makes you cry in the best way possible.
Somebody texted in saying, the priest breaking the fourth wall is the best moment on TV of 2019.
Yeah.
Took me a moment to wrap my head around that sentence, but it actually makes total sense.
Big time.
Yeah.
Someone else texted and said, honourable mention should go to Why Women Kill. You liked that.
I like that show, I love Why Women Kill.
Do you reckon an honourable... Someone help me here.
Honourable mention.
Speaking
is hard.
I was trying to find my highly commended, and I think highly commended for me was Educators.
That was a local TV.
Well, I mean, I always want to give props to local TV, and I think the show was just hilarious. It was honestly...
So funny.
And I'd love to see it in more of a grand scale in a second season.
That'd be cool.
And let all the actors just go wild, because they're so talented.
Yeah.
Mm. And, like, we need to give our actors some room and breadth to breathe. Like, I reckon we've got an NZ Phoebe Waller-Bridge somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, we've got plenty of them.
Exactly.
Can you run us back from 5 to 1 again, just the titles of those shows for anyone who missed it?
So 5 is Years and Years, 4 is Barry, 3 is Euphoria, 2 is Fleabag. Sorry it's not number 1, I get it. But number 1 is Watchmen. They honestly, all these shows, I think everyone at university can enjoy them. Unless they've got some weird hang-ups about some weird people. But other than that, these shows are great.
I like the nice, broad spread of different kinds of TV there. Thank you so much, Sam, for all your hard work this year. It's been lovely chatting TV with you, and we'll see you in January.
And I'll probably have watched so much TV.
I'm so excited to hear what you've watched.
Yeah, oh my God, I'm so keen.
So that's your Christmas binging, everybody. That's all the TV you're going to need to get you through the next couple of weeks. See you in January, Sam.
Bye, guys. Miss you.
Bye.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Thank you for all your tech.